This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel says it will respond to Iran's weakened attack despite growing international calls to step back. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Israel's defense chief says it's considering the next step, but says there will be a response without giving details. Israel is under heavy international pressure not to respond and further escalate the conflict. From Washington,
strength and wisdom need to be the same sides, the different sides of the same coin.
To London,
all sides must show restraint.
To Tehran itself, with Iran saying it does not want to escalate Mideast tensions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A bakery in Gaza City has started operating for the first time in 6 months with aid from the World Food Program, providing desperately needed food in a part of the territory where UN-backed report has warned of imminent famine. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston.
Abdulrahman al-Jadba scored a bag of bread for his family. He says he had been forced to feed his children bread made with flour mixed with sand.
Our feeling after bread became available, it brought some sense of relief to be able to feed these children.
Israel has faced increased international pressure to let more aid into the Gaza Strip since it targeted an aid convoy on April 1st.
That's Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators block roadways in the U.S. states of Illinois, California, New York, and the Pacific Northwest on Monday, temporarily shutting down travel into some of the nation's most heavily used airports, onto the Golden Gate and Brooklyn Bridges and on busy West Coast Highway. In Chicago, protesters linked arms and blocked lanes of Interstate 190, leading into O'Hare International Airport around 7 a.m., and a demonstration they said was part of a global economic blockade to free Palestine. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports that aid requests for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan may finally be making their way to the U.S. House floor.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing for votes this week on aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan.
There are precipitating events around the globe that we're all watching very carefully, and we know that the world is watching us.
Johnson plans to hold four separate votes on the package and leaves open the possibility of significant changes from the $95 billion aid package the Senate passed in February. But he's facing outright rebellion from conservatives. House Democrats could be open to helping Johnson and may even be agreeable to some Republican measures being discussed, such as providing some Ukraine aid as loans. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Another knife attack has sent Australians reeling. More from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Police and forensics officers have remained at the scene as investigations continue on Tuesday into a knife attack at a church in Sydney. Australian police say the incident that saw a bishop and a priest wounded during a church service as horrified worshippers watched online and in person was an act of terrorism. Police arrested a 16-year-old boy on Tuesday after the stabbing at Christ the Good Shepherd Church that injured Bishop Marmari Emmanuel and a priest. Fairfield Mayor Frank Carbone, talking to AUBC Network, described the incident as a terrorist attack on our way of life.
A terrorist attack on Fairfield is a terrorist attack in Australia.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former U.S. President and current presumptive presidential nominee Donald Trump's historic hush money trial gets underway, the first day ending without any jurors being picked. AP correspondent Michael Sisek reports the jury selection effort is proceeding slowly.
A panel of 96 Manhattan residents was brought into court for the beginning of jury selection in Donald Trump's criminal trial. Quickly, that was whittled to about a third. As the judge asked jurors if they could be fair and impartial, more than 50 raised their hands. And then nine more exited the courtroom after they said they couldn't serve for other reasons.
Trump is now the first former president in the nation's history to stand trial on criminal charges. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Tuesday said he would discuss a just peace in Ukraine with Chinese President Xi Jinping as the two leaders met in Beijing. He said, "My meeting with President Xi will also focus on how we can contribute more to a just peace in Ukraine." Scholz said in a post on social media platform X, adding that there had been an intensive exchange between the governments since his last visit to China. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.